Hello, it's Miss Janowski, and I'm going to be doing day number 4 of my MXDX Toba 2024 prompts. Oh my gosh. And I'm going to link the Instagram page thing that I'm using for the prompts. But today is day 4, and that is wine. And I know I was going to spread my podfix across the 3 MXDX works. But wine is just the perfect Wei Wuxian thing. I was like, I know there's going to be loads of fics talking about wine. Though I could have done Bingqiu for wine. But I haven't quite geared myself up for podficking explicit fics. One day. Maybe when I don't live in a house where people can hear me. But yeah, so I have chosen a Modao Zusha fic, and it is It's a Beautiful Banquet and You Are a Drunken Lan by Kat Aitcha, I think, or Kat Aitcha, either one. Summary. Inspired by Spock and Orr's Tumblr post. Instead of Wei Wuxian swooping in to drink the wine, Lan Wangji takes the cups from Jin Zishan and downs them. If you don't drink this, you'll be looking down on me. There were people in the world who believed the Lan sect had too many rules. It was true that once the list of rules reached 1,000, most people began to tune out. The Lan sect had rules that governed daily living, as well as rules about the far-reaching consequences of a cultivator's actions. Lan Wangji had done his best, over the course of his life, not to break or violate the rules of his sect. No one was perfect, of course, and he and his brother were no different than anyone else. Sometimes a rule should be interpreted loosely, so as to allow wiggle room for outer disciples or extenuating circumstances. Some rules, of course, were meant to be followed because breaking them would lead to distress. If he ate more than 3 bowls of rice, his stomach would be upset. If he drank wine, he would lose control.
Sect leader Lan, our 2 sects are friends. Don't deal with me as you would deal with strangers.
Jin Zishan is his age, and yet here he is, pestering Lan Xichen as if a young master of the Jin sect is on the same footing as the Lan sect leader. He does not like Jin Zishan, has not liked him for a while. He did not care about him during the war, but he has seen the man speak out and against Zhang Yanli and Wei Wuxian. He thinks he could violate the rule against drinking with Wei Ying, maybe, if Wei Wuxian was to offer something in return that would be worth it. A trade. A kiss. The thought is infuriating, though he has long since come to understand that he is very, very much in love with Wei Wuxian. There is cheering and jeering coming from the other sects. He understands what it is as much as he understands Jin Zishan's reasoning. Many of them agree that the Lan sect has too many rules. Many of them at one point attended the Lan sect's lectures and may have, like Wei Wuxian had, suffered punishment for breaking the rules. The Lan sect is also one of the great sects, and the smaller sects, the weaker cultivators, the minor leaders, all of them would like to see the Lan sect taken down a peg. If Lan Xichen refuses, he will be heckled for being rude, for being standoffish. They will call him cold, and he will lose face. If he drinks, he loses standing. It shows that there are times when Lan Xichen will break the Lan sect's rules, that the Jin sect is allowed to push him to... No, I think I was reading it right. It shows that there are times when Lan Xichen will break the Lan sect's rules, that the Jin sect is allowed to push him to violate his morals. A sect leader should not be forced to bend. After this, they will need to get on their swords and... Jin Guangyao does not understand. Or perhaps he understands better than most. Has he seen his brother drunk? The friendship... No, the brotherhood between the venerated triad is something Lung Wang Ji has missed out on. He knows his brother formed bonds with these men before his time, in the case of Nie Ming Jue, and while out of sight, in the case of Jin Guangyao. Perhaps he has drunk wine in front of these men and showed them the favours, the famous Lan intolerance. Famous to the Lan, anyway, because gossip is forbidden, and weaknesses like that cannot be exposed.
They won't be drunk after two cups,
Jin Zishan says to Jin Guangyao, whose eyes are still full of apology and whose smile has just started to fade. He knows how abominably rude Jin Zishan is being. He knows that if the wrong thing is said, the wrong action taken, the tide will turn, and it will be the Jin sect that needs to defend itself.
Even if I drank 8 large bowls, I'd still be able to fly away.
There is a man, but he is not in attendance and had likely not been invited, who would say something similar. Wei Ying does not fly anymore. He has abandoned righteous cultivation for demonic, and his soul is tainted by it. Lung Wang Ji makes a decision. He plucks the 2 cups from Jin Zishan's fingers.
Mark your words,
he says to the startled man. Before the first burning mouthful has hit his gullet, he is downing the second. He tips the cups over to show they are empty as his vision begins to blur, the edges darken. His spine, generally straight, begins to bend and he feels wobbly. His brother reaches for him with a sharp cry. He does not feel his head hit the table, though before he passes out, he sees it coming. Huaisang startled when Lan Xichen cried out and dove towards his brother. He had not been paying attention. Jin Zishan's heavy-handed bullying was of no interest to him. But this is a bit more melodramatic. His older brother places a heavy hand on his knee before he can stand.
Don't.
If it was anyone but Huaisang, they might think the tone that Nie Mingjue uses is angry. Huaisang blinked and glanced at his elder brother from the corner of his eye. Daga? A slight smile, easily mistaken for a grimace or a snarl, twitches at Mingjue's lips.
A drunken Lan is an experience.
When Lung Wang Ji takes a nosedive towards the table in front of him, and the 2 gold cups turned over on top of it, Jin Guangyao must make several decisions very fast. The first is whether to throw Jin Zishan to the wolves and accuse him of something as underhanded as drugging or poisoning the Lan brothers. It is tempting. After all, Jin Zishan's personality is well known. While drugging is not out of the question, he doubts that the other would be quite so dumb as to poison them. To accuse Jin Zishan of this, however, when the other man had been banking on the Jin sect's reputation to force Lan Xichen and Lung Wang Ji to drink. The second is whether to catch Lung Wang Ji as he falls forward. His hands meet Lan Xichen's as both of them grab at the younger man's shoulders, and it is a comfort that the older man does not flinch away. Not that Lan Xichen would ever flinch away from his touch, but many so do. Oh, but so many do.
He's poisoned Lung Wang Ji!
Su Min Shan shouts from his seat across from the Lan sect. Jin Guangyao knew he had chosen well with Su Min Shan. He's already very fond of the other man, and here he is, taking care of the accusations all on his own.
I did not, Jin Zishan splutters. He's just drunk.
Didn't you say 2 cups of wine wouldn't get them drunk?
Nie Mingjue asks. Anyone else might think the other man is angry, irritated, and possibly even ready to attack for the slight done to his sworn brother. Jing Guangyao can tell that the other man is actually amused, and also expectant.
"Come, come," his father says from this seat in the Glamour Hall's dais. "He's a lightweight. Everyone knows that the Lan can't handle their liquor."
"If everyone knows," Nie Huaisang asks as some of the other sects began to chime in their agreements, "why did Jin Zishan think it wouldn't be a problem?"
"I didn't know."
Zishan is quick to defend himself. He whirls on Jing Guangyao, who is trying to ease Lang Wangji against his brother.
Why didn't you tell me?"
Jing Guangyao blinks. "Ah Yao is not the one at fault here." Which implies that someone can still be at fault, and he wishes his Urger had not phrased it that way, because if anyone from the Jin sect will be found at fault, it will be him.
"The Lan Constitution... Wangji!"
The younger Lan brother has suddenly shot upright, his spine as straight as usual. Jing Guangyao can hear a sigh of relief move throughout the hall. Most are grateful the second Jade of Lan had not been poisoned, though he notices a few cross looks. Su Min Shan's is especially cross. He makes a note of that for later.
"See? He's fine."
"See? He's fine," Jing Guangshan says.
That's when, like a gale, Wei Wuxian steps into the hall. Lan Wangji is warm. It's a bit strange being warm. He's so used to being not warm. Not cold either. Just being. But now he is warm. His brother has his hands on him, which is nice. His brother rarely touches him. This makes his brother sad, and it makes Wangji sad too. His brother should touch him more. Maybe he should hug his brother. Wei Wuxian is on a mission. He hated leaving Wen Qing back in the city, her hands clutched around the first warm food she's had in, likely, months. He hates that he has to be here in Glamour Hall, ready to cause problems again. He used to like causing problems. He found causing problems fun. But now he causes problems for his brother, and he hates it. He hates being a problem to Zheng Cheng, and he hates not being able to talk to the other man about why he's causing these problems. Things were so much simpler when the reason behind his actions was, "I'm bored," or "I'm lonely," or "your mom let your..." I'm going to say "your mom," even though it's "your mom." It's "your mom." "Your mom yelled at me again, and I'm pissed off, but I can't show it." There is a whisper when he steps into the Glamour Hall, one that picks up and gains speed as soon as it starts.
"Wei Wuxian."
He ignores it, just like he ignored the guards who pretended that if they could not see him, then he was not their problem. Just like he ignored the servants who had hidden away in the shadows at the sight of him. Just like he is now ignoring whatever kind of nonsense is going on with the Lan sect, though he clearly wants to know why Lan Xichen is holding his brother up.
"I wasn't aware of young Master Wei's arrival at Koi Tower. Do..."
Jing Guangyao is distracted by Lan Xichen's quickly indrawn breath. Wei Wuxian is too. Lan Wangji is hugging his brother. Lan Xichen looks trapped, like he is unsure of whether to hug Lan Wangji back or peel him off. He looks like he loves the hug as much as he hates it. Someone chuckles. "He's drunk," someone else hisses, sharp in the silence Wei Wuxian's arrival has brought upon them. "Who gave Lanjan a drink?" he demands, suddenly concerned that someone out there has been corrupting the second Jade of Lan. He was supposed to corrupt Long Wang Ji, though he knows he is not allowed to do that anymore, since Long Wang Ji must remain pure and upright and good, and no one can deny that Wei Wuxian is slipping down a darker path. Still, he is upset. All that effort convincing Long Wang Ji to go drinking with him, and some bastard backed him into a corner during a public banquet, or slipped him a drink. "Ah," Jingguangyao says. His eyes slide Jin Zishan's way for just a moment before they slide away. "Jin Zishan. That makes sense." He snorts and rolls his eyes like the pig he is. "It's pathetic. If he can't handle his liquor, how can he..." Whatever insults the man was about to lie at Long Wang Ji's feet is cut off by Wei Wuxian leveling Cheng Qing at his throat. "Don't insult Han Guanjun in my presence." He pauses as the silence around him is filled with the sound of dozens of men holding their breath. "Please?" "Wei Ying?" Long Wang Ji's voice is as clear and controlled as ever. He hardly sounds drunk at all. "That isn't what I came to talk about, however. If he gets distracted, it's going to take forever to get to Wen Ning. I came to ask you about a young man named Wen Ning." Hands wrap around his arm and pull his flute away from Jin Zishan's throat. He would snarl, but he knows those hands, knows that touch. He looks over at... I think it's looks. It says loves, but I think it's looks. He looks over at Long Wang Ji and sees clear eyes gazing back at him. Was he really drunk? He certainly did not seem it. "Lanjan, I need to..." Lanjan studies him for a second before pressing his fingers to Wei Wuxian's mouth. Then he turns to look at Jin Zishan. "Where is Wen Ning?" Well, he had not expected Han Guanjun to come to his side so quickly, but Lan Wang Ji had always believed in doing the right thing. "I don't know a..." The sound of a sword being unsheathed led all those brave cultivators who'd been holding their breath to cry out. Bi Qian did not even make it a hand span out of its sheath before sweat began to stud Jin Zishan's forehead, and he had taken a step back. "What is the meaning of this, Han Guanjun?"
"Wei Ying wants to find Wen Ning."
Bi Qian shines with a cold light as Long Wang Ji lifts it and points it Jin Zishan's way. "Ah, Lanjan." Wei Wuxian wants to wrap his hand around Long Wang Ji's sword arm and tug it down, much like the man had done with him and Cheng Qing, but doing so will put the other cultivator at a disadvantage. He knew Jin Zishan's type, and he had no interest in allowing him to take a cheap stab at Long Wang Ji. Plus, this is really damaging the white-clad cultivator's reputation. Long Wang Ji isn't actually supposed to side with him, not publicly. "This matter doesn't concern you." He tries to make it cold. He couldn't really, especially not when Lanjan turned those soft golden eyes his way, soft and hazy and unfocused. Long Wang Ji is really drunk.
"Lan Zi Chen," Jingguan Shan snaps, "control your brother."
"He did warn you."
Nye Mingjue's voice cuts through the hushed voices of the other sects before Lan Si Chen can speak.
"Drunken lands are uncontrollable, sect leader Jin."
There was a smile on the Nye sect leader's face as he poured and knocked back a cup of wine.
"Jin Zishan should have listened to Jingguangyao."
Everyone is getting distracted, and Wei Wuxian does not like it. "I'm looking for Wen Ning. You know him, Jin Zishan. Do you remember? You took him to fight a bat king. You couldn't catch a Bat King, and you ran into a few Wen disciples. Jan, what are you doing? Lan Wangji wraps one arm around Wei Wuxian's waist and has taken a step forward, his sword a hair's breadth away from Jin Zishan's neck. Any closer, and that edge is going to begin to cut.
Wangji!
Lan Xichen's voice sounds distant to Wei Wuxian. It must be worse for Lan Jian. Though Lan Jian doesn't have an arm wrapped around his waist, a warm chest pressed against his back, Wei Ying does.
Wen Ning,
is all the great and mighty Han Guangjun says.
Fine, if you're really going to put your reputation on the line for a Wen dog.
Bi Shen moved quicker than Jin Zishan spoke, leaving a teasing trail of red.
Chongji Path! He's at Chongji Path!
You could have saved us a lot of trouble if...
Oof!
Lan Jian! The hand around his waist has tightened, and he is being led back out of Glamour Hall, Lan Wangji a warm presence at his back.
Lan Jian, what are you... Where are we...
There is quite a lot of sputtering going on behind them. Some cultivators raging at Lan Xichen for the actions of Lan Wangji. Others complaining that Wei Wuxian had ruined a perfectly good party. They pass Nie Mingjue taking another drink, and he smiles at them, which is extremely weird. Once they're out of the hall, Wei Wuxian finds himself lifted into Lan Wangji's arms.
It's all a bit much, if he's being honest. Lan Jian, what is going on?
Wei Ying wants to find Wen Ning. Wei Ying is nice and warm and worried, and while Lan Wangji does not want to share Wei Ying, he knows that he worries. He's worried about Wen Ning, so Lan Wangji will help him find Wen Ning.
Flying, he says as he steps onto Bi Chen. You don't have a sword.
He knows that Jin Guangyao had said that flying drunk was a bad idea, but he feels perfectly in control. In fact, he feels great. He can certainly take Wei Wuxian to Chongji Path faster than he would have gotten there on foot or horseback.
You're drunk! Hey, wait! Lan Jian, I need to get to Wen Qing. She's in the city.
Wei Ying is taking hold of his robes and tugging his head down. It's nice. It's almost like Wei Ying wants a kiss. Lan Jian wants a kiss. That way, Lan Jian. Wei Ying isn't looking at him, though. He is pointing towards the city of Lanling. Just follow my directions, okay? And don't do anything too... drunk, okay?
He's not drunk.
He is a little... but he's also perfectly in control of his actions. He follows the line of Wei Ying's pointed finger. Maybe after he helps Wei Ying find Wen Ning, he won't be so worried. Maybe then he can get a kiss. The end. Author's notes. And then, because they're on a sword, operated by a not-drunk Wangji who has had the alcohol burned out of his system by Wen Qing, they get to the path in time to save Wen Ning, and everyone gets to be horrified together. The end. I like this fic. I really like this fic. It was nice, like, short and sweet. It's a fix-it with Lan Wangji drinking the wine, which I will say I said at the beginning, oh, I'm picking wine because of Wei Wuxian, but really I was picking wine because of Lan Jian, I guess, because he's the one that gets drunk. Oh, I love drunk Lan Wangji. It's, some would say they would never have gotten together if he hadn't gotten drunk. This is my day 3 prompt. 4 prompt, it's the 4th of October, for MXTXtober for the prompt wine. And if you enjoyed, please go back to the author's fic and give them kudos/comments on their fic. And yeah, thank you again to Cat8cha for
giving Blanket permission to perfect their works.
Ugh, oh my gosh.
And yeah, if you have any feedback or anything for me, I would appreciate it. If anything is bad or wrong,
tell me. As long as you're nice about it. Anyway, I will see you all tomorrow for my next prompt.